Hey, Whore Hive! This episode is brought to you by none other than Adam and Eve. We want to thank everyone who came out to the DC live show. And if you guys saw some of the video clips and some of the pictures, Weezy actually was holding a double-sided dildo that she purchased from Adam and Eve using our promo code WD50. However, Adam and Eve is bringing y'all some free shit, okay? Free stuff that will ignite your Valentine's Day, which is coming up around the corner. So when you go to adamandeve.com, select almost any one item and you'll get 50% off. Now, I know y'all are like, wait, that ain't free. What you talking about? So on top of the 50% off of one item, Adam and Eve will also be loading your ass with free stuff. So when you enter our exclusive code at checkout, WD50, not only do you get the 50% off one item, you get 10 free items. For your viewing pleasure, you will get 6 free movies. On top of that, you will get a free mystery pack that'll include some nice toys for him, her, he, she, whoever you in bed with, sis. And it also includes free shipping. So don't wait now. Go ahead and order your stuff so that Valentine's Day ends on a high note. So again, you're going to go to adamandeve.com and use WD50 as the promo code. And let's get on with the show. Hey guys, welcome. Welcome again. We still here, baby. It's 2019, baby. We here.
Yeah, we was anyway, playing real nice off the mic just now.
No, we really was. I was shocked. I even invited you over to my house.
Me and Mandy, by the way. You guys are going to hear this a week late, but Mandy invited me over to her place, and I was about to invite her over to my place because I'm throwing something at my house on the same day.
So real quick.
So right when y'all think we fighting.
No. So I want to say welcome yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. You already know who I am, but I like that we started that way because I want y'all to know a bitch just got an email like, yo, I really love the show and y'all are so great. And I put so many people onto you, but there's just one thing. I tell everyone before they start listening to you guys that the hosts really don't like each other. And it's like, bitch, what episode are you on, 30? Why do you preface that with introducing people to the show? Right. So I said, you pussy hoe. I did respond. I ain't call her a pussy hoe, but I wanted to. I was like,
I saw your response. I was like, Mandy is tight right now.
Because it's just like, bro, we've gone through therapy. We're working together. We're going on tour. We're not sharing the same room. I'll tell you that we aren't that close where we're like, yeah, we could split a room together. Nope. But we're
doing it in like Houston or something.
Are we?
You're the one who's like, I don't mind sharing a room. I was like, me either.
Wait, did I say that?
You did.
Oh, I ain't know. Bitch, I've been real nice to you.
I don't care either way. I do plan on like kind
of
like,
of course. Oh, I don't have no dick in none of these cities. So I don't know. Maybe Chicago now. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, like I'll be honest with you. I saw that email and where it bothered me too, I hone in so much on negative comments and it really fucks with me.
And I don't be reading comments. That came into the email and I was like,
and honestly, some of the funnest episodes I've had with you, I've seen people say we're fighting. And I'm like, bro,
fighting.
That's really how we talk.
Yeah, in real life.
So I think that's just our vibe.
No, because, yeah, there's, I don't know if you guys have seen like any type
last,
of difference.
Like, when our episode with Sharonis, people were, like, talking about how we, I did not
In the
think,
beginning, bro, someone emailed, like,
I didn't feel like
my homegirl hit me, and I was like, bro, that was a fun episode. We talk shit to each other. We banter. Yes, I don't
but
like
maybe
painting.
Our banter
like,
isn't.
I mean, I don't know what, like, we're, I will
maybe
say
it's,
this.
Maybe it's worse than we, maybe we're used to it.
Well, let me preface this by saying, you and I are very different. So yeah. You guys listen to this podcast. Yes, we're both open in exploring ourselves and sex and ho shit and all that stuff. So I feel like people expect us to be so much more alike than what we really are. We really are two different people in the way we have our friendships and the way we have sex and who we fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like pink dick. And then you're more submissive. I'm more dominant. There's just there is a balance. And I think that while a lot of you guys appreciate it and notice the two differences,
yes,
there's a lot of y'all that still just don't let us be girls. I listen to the Joe Budden podcast. I listen to Brilliant Idiots. A lot of the podcasts with men, bitch, they go at each other the whole goddamn show and y'all just love it. Y'all think it's fun, playful
point.
Man banter. And when we do it, y'all be like, oh my God, Manny, you are so mean to Weezy that episode. And she's sensitive. You need to be more sensitive to how you're talking. It's just like, bitch, puss a hoe, fuck you.
I'll be honest. More than y'all know, when Mandy has upset me, I'm very vocal to her. Like, I don't express it, like, maybe because y'all don't see it online or anything like that, but I've always sent a text and I let her know, like, I'm feeling hurt or whatever's going
on. The same bitch, episode one, I told her, you're going to stop bringing up them ball players because I don't fuck them right now. I mean, that's changed. But if if even when she comes at me and says jokes where I'm like, okay, bitch, you've joked on that too much, we have talked about let's tone down on the jokes. So why y'all be wanting to be sensitive for us?
I don't know. Bitch, I'm just really on pussy. Some different
Watch
shit
who
right
you
now.
Fucking
like,
and stop worrying about how we
talking
to
I was talking to my
other.
Therapist. I hadn't spoke to him in a while. And he was like, tell me how it's going with Mandy. Like, how are you guys feeling? How are you guys getting along? I was like, oh, we good. Like, this is not why I called you. I don't know. I guess maybe in really in my head, it's like, I think it happened Thanksgiving. Like, when I was like, I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just not. Like, I don't have any time for it. Someone sent me a DM like, how you gonna let her check your G like that, saying you don't eat pussy? And I'm just like, bro, what do you want me to do? Come across the table? Like, I've done this show for 2 years with this person.
Yeah.
Frankly, nothing was new that day.
No.
Not on some rude shit. Like, Mandy always comes for me, but like, I kind of feel like it's low-key become the dynamic, and I don't care.
But it's also stupid because so what that episode, no, sorry, not episode, but what that email even touched on was like, oh my God, when Mandy says she doesn't believe you eat pussy, that's so shameful. First off, something that many of you, since we do have so many new listeners, I will let you guys know, Weezy and I have known each other since we were like 15 years old. At about 20, 21, we did go 5 years without talking. And so during that time, Weezy has even said, that's the time in her life where she started dealing with women more. I wasn't present for that.
And so, fucking white dudes.
Yeah. And so when I knew Weezy back when she was fucking Jamaican niggas, she wasn't eating no pussy at the same time. So I literally still know Weezy from when we were fucking 15 to 20, still exploring our own selves. So that time frame where she began dealing with women, I wasn't present.
Something
so yeah, to me, it is
I just
still
thought about that
me.
Kind of really got me upset. I was in Mexico. I was on live. I was having a great time talking to everybody about their holidays. And this dude wrote in there and said, Mandy just posted a thirst trap. Like, what are you going to do now?
What? Wait, what?
Let me tell you something. I said, bro. Or he said, oh, she's trying to come for your neck. That's what he said. I said, let me tell you something. He said, what are you going to do?
Because, bitch, I'm looking fine.
I'm like, you
Y'all
think that because
so
someone
much.
Looks beautiful in a picture that now, like, I have to be mad because Mandy is posting pictures where she feels good. I mean, you've always been pretty, but if you feel
right.
good, like, now I'm going to be mad that, no shade to you, but, like, if Mandy posts pictures like this all day, and let's say I never fucking post another thought pic, we split our money for the show. And if niggas
I'm about
to come
say that
to the show
60-40 if these titties get in it. Hey,
bitch, throw them out there.
Bitch, I need more, bitch.
I don't
no,
ever
no, no, no.
want,
I hate
like,
that
shit
our
is,
audience
that,
is trying to
they
pin
do that
up more.
That,
so
they do,
much.
They do
that
shit
so
when
much.
We both post pictures where we're feeling cute. And I want to say, I think that is the tackiest fucking shit for y'all to think for a second that someone being excited about their body means that the other person has to feel threatened or whatever. Like, that's
Agreed.
A fucking terrible thing.
Agreed.
And I really, really was angry. And I tried to, like, hold it fucking back. But I was like, what? Then what? How? Why? Should we both be putting up thirst traps?
It's funny. I love everything that Cardi is saying right now because...
About what?
Like, just how she was happier when she didn't have all the fame and the money. Because, like, even you and I, like... We're getting to the point where people are noticing us when we go out. Like, bitch, we were on HBO. Pussy dollars. But also on lives and in our emails, we are now subject to so many people's opinions on bullshit
and like that's
judgment
why I can't.
And all of it. And
one of my New
really
Year's
sucks.
Resolutions
really
is responding to less than one troll a week. That means if I can't stop, I will. But
I just delete them now. Like, there's people, especially with my weight loss, which I hate. There's so many people telling me
oh
now.
Oh my God, that
oh
was a
God.
Note. You look better skinny? Bro, let me tell you
bitch.
Something I wanted to bring up.
Bitch.
That I can't believe happens. I posted this picture
bitch.
Of me in a bikini and I was with my mom in the picture and this dude wrote me and asked where my hips were. And it's like, obviously I feel pretty in this picture.
Right.
Now you want to shit on me?
Yeah. And it's men that do it. There's men right now telling me, don't lose anymore. You look better, chunkier. Ugh. I miss you bigger.
What
like,
am I going to do?
No, and it's what's crazy is it's
I miss
mostly
your
men doing it.
Well, I got straight weave now. What am I going to do?
No, it's terrible.
I
fucking hate
it, bro.
I hate it. And I don't know why men do it. Like, I don't think you guys realize the amount of pressures that go on to women regardless of our bodies, even just looking at all of these other women and where we feel like we should be and what we're lacking in and the altering of our bodies. Shit, I just had weight loss surgery, bitch, you done had titties. Like, there's so much that we already deal with ourselves that when we are feeling good and maybe want to post a picture in a bikini or lingerie, like, we don't need you telling us you like this.
I don't know why people do
way.
That. If I post a picture, it. Obviously I think I'm pretty.
I look fine as fuck in
By the way,
I posted.
I posted a picture of an author. She's going to come on, I don't know, in a week or two. I'm so excited. With this book. And this girl writes and puts, wow, with hard eyes, your titties look so real.
I saw that comment.
Dog, that shit got on my nerves. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm like so open about my surgery and like talking about it because I know people have questions and shit like that. And I'm like, my nigga, that's not a compliment. And I really don't.
At all. At the fuck
if
off.
If someone writes and says, your ass looks so real, your hair looks so real, it's not a compliment. Just because I tell you about my breasts doesn't mean you need to throw them in my face when you feel like it. And I think that, like, people really feel like because we're open, they can just say whatever the fuck they want. And no. Ever since I jumped...
You said, and no.
Ever since
actually,
I,
you can't, bitch.
I jumped in that Mexican water, bitch, that revitalized my energy. I swear to God, I read a comment on YouTube about how much someone hated me while I was on the beach, and it was almost hard to read because the sun was in my iPhone and kind of blocking it. And right as the mojito came up to me, I was like, oh, I don't have time for this shit.
No, bitch.
I don't.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm glad. I don't know if you did it, but to put the settings to where YouTube comments don't come to our emails anymore.
Yep, I did.
Because so I checked the emails a lot. And
me
so
too.
We were getting the YouTube comments to our emails, and I'm really good with responding back to people. We get a ton of shit from our emails. And so, bitch, when I saw that we wasn't getting them anymore, I said, oh, is this God? Bitch, because I ain't do this. But the YouTube comments are so mean, especially regarding,
you know why?
How we look, our hair, my weight, me getting smaller, Weezy getting bigger, or whatever.
Yeah.
Now us, like, and it's ridiculous.
Saying we swapped weight.
That's funny.
Low-key.
True.
That's funny, but no, like, dude.
Even Saronis said that. So if you guys listen to the
Saronis.
Whatever. Dro said on the Patreon episode, we was talking about how we don't even really talk to the same guys because guys that like you don't like me. And he was like, well, what about now? Because, bitch, y'all about the same size. I was like, oh, shit, you right, bitch.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, I think
I'm about to go diving in
low
your closet.
Key, my legs came from working. They got bigger from working out. I don't know how that happened.
That's why I don't like working
out. But
legs.
No, I was thinking about something. I actually turned off the YouTube comments because I read something really rude about the both of us. And I was like, I don't even want.
Nah.
It came in at like 7 a.m. I was like, I don't even want her to see this. So I would start deleting comments.
Yeah, I don't have time for
and
it.
And then, like, I realized if I'm deleting comments so that Mandy or me both don't see them anymore, I'm just going to turn them off.
Just turn it off, yeah, because I won't go on to YouTube to read y'all shit. So just so you know, YouTube viewership, you're talking to yourself, baby. Hey! Don't see you, bitch.
I think YouTube is so...
They're so mean. Fuck them.
Mean because they're
we
not
still
like
showing
Instagram.
Y'all some videos, but fuck y'all.
It's not like Instagram where like you can like see their... Like YouTube is like what I click on your email profile. Like,
bro,
it's really
it's
like...
nothing.
It's really like anonymous, really.
It is. It's fucking stupid. And y'all are angry. But here's your fucking video for the week.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be real with you. If I didn't work like 9 to 5 when we come in the studio, I would really try more for YouTube, but I don't.
That's the thing. And I don't think people realize not only do we pre-record and do multiple episodes in one day, which clearly y'all should understand this shit. We be having the same outfits.
How y'all wearing the same clothes?
How y'all wearing this? Bitch, dummies. But we do come after working fucking an 8-hour shift. So, bitch, I ain't even gonna lie. Because the cameras was here, bitch, I had to put an eyebrow on seeing the camera was facing this way because this eyebrow ain't really all the way there. So I was like, put some eyebrows on.
Why is your eyebrow all the way there?
So I got it microbladed. And when they microbladed, they shaped my eyebrow. So my eyebrow line really right here, but the microblade is up here. And it, like, disappeared.
One of my resolutions is to put castor oil on my eyebrows.
I saw that.
I want them. Like, Crystal has awesome, really thick, thick, thick eyebrows.
Bitch, I'm going to just get it microbladed. But, hey, if any of you guys microblade, I'm here for you. Bitch, it's $600. So, I will do it.
I'm kind of like this.
Bitch, I will support your business if y'all want to microblade these eyebrows. Thank you, baby.
Bitch, someone wrote me and offered me some weave. And I said, oh, honey, I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't really do my hair like that. I go to the gym. You going to get 3 good picks the first week, ho.
Well,
and
I
then
would like
you don't
to,
want your name on my shit.
I would like to shout out Shop Primetime Hair. My friend Deandra, who is Deion Sanders' daughter and amazing, and my homegirl MJ. I am sponsored for the year by Primetime Hair. So
dope.
If y'all like my little locks and shit, just know y'all can go ahead and get your bundles from them.
So I got some hair sent to me, and I told her that she should wait on doing ads with me because I was like, bitch, I really don't. I don't do my hair. I don't. The truth is,
she hasn't gotten a hot flat iron yet. Sorry, Andrew.
You did? This is the
you
thing.
You got a hot one?
I just like go to the gym, and then the second it sweats, it poofs. And then when I wear my natural hair, it's just like it poofs even more, and it looks crazy. So I just don't.
Yeah,
I do my hair for live shows and dates, not YouTube. But if I quit my job, I will look cute for you guys.
You gotta stop talking about this quitting your job.
Oh, bitch, let me tell you.
I don't want the pressure on me because when you quit your job, you're gonna have time. Let's do like 10 episodes a month, and I'm gonna be like, no, baby girl, I still work. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what it is? I've been really inspired by people,
baby girl.
People I met on vacation that have lived on less savings than I have. And I'm like, wow. Like, y'all don't know.
Well, guess what? I'm still building mine. So, bitch, I'm not quitting my job anytime soon. I also, student loans just started. I feel like a whole ass adult. Student loan repayment just came back. I have $46,000 in student loans.
Now, how much you pay a month?
Bitch, I did it for the low. Like, $271 a month. But that's still almost $300 a month. I also am now.
It's a car if we live
somewhere else. Now about to pay double my rent for what I'm used to.
Yeah.
And so, my goal, I'll sit here and just say this. So, financially, my goal is to get $15,000 in savings.
I'll sit here and say. What's the thing that I say?
What?
Because all you say is, I'll sit here and say.
I'll sit here and tell you.
You said that shit on our conference call today. You were like, I will sit here and say.
I ain't even gonna hold you, bitch. That's what I'm saying. That's me. I'm gonna let you know
what's
I'm in
thing,
the presence,
then?
Bitch. But what? Do you know the song? No?
No.
Well, anyways, I'm focused on building my credit, getting my savings up, and also having a good amount of money in my checking account.
Yeah.
So, bitch, while you talking about quitting your job, I'm at least there for another 6 months based on my
budget.
Bitch,
I ain't gonna lie to you. We paid ourselves out from the live shows. I wish I didn't do that shit right before Mexico because I was buying.
I already know you was. You was popping bottles, huh?
Bitch, all them little poor kids. I was like, the three. So, you know, I buy Christmas presents for my followers and I try to do 10 people and then, like, I did more. A lot more than I would have done if we didn't pay ourselves out then. So I'm a little mad. But you know what? Whatever. I'm rich, bitch. I'm not. I was just really in the giving mood, A. And B, like, there's all these kids with candy and shit, and they know what they're doing when they send these little kids
not
out.
Not only then, you were thinking, oh, Scissor's about to pay a portion of this rent. So then you was
like, I'm really trying to get her to move here, bro.
That's crazy. Like, you sound crazy.
I just want her to. I know.
Because you're lonely now. That's what it is. You need some friends. We gonna get
some
friends.
I might need a roommate.
That's why your ass be... Andrew, I'm coming to support you at your show. Alex, let's hang out. We got to get you some more friends.
I'm just bored.
Some ones you don't fuck. Like, not that you fuck Alex.
I don't fuck them.
No, you don't fuck them.
Oh, I know.
I didn't mean it like that. But I'm saying, like, I know all of the girls that you hang with, like, for the people that I know you do hang with.
I hang with G, Gila, Sharday, who else? Colette.
Girl, and you don't fuck?
Only Colette.
Oh.
I'm doing okay. I really just don't. My friends live in Florida and, like, we're just so close and I haven't felt that close to anyone else. It just doesn't really feel like I need anyone
right.
else.
Well, I told you my roommate left, so I have all of these bonding with my friends. Like, friends that I don't feel like I spend enough time with. Like, I really loved. Like I said, I went to the movies with Dustin. And just talking to him, like, we have so much in common. And me and Cuddy talk a lot now. Like, and I'm just like... I want to just hone in on more of those
close friendships.
Yeah, like, I really like that. So
I've had a few, like, dinners recently with, like, other podcaster friends. Like, not just the last person I told you about, but that's kind of surprised me. And I'm like, I think I'm just trying to figure out, like, my circle in New York. For example, I leave every birthday, right? Every birthday I've had since I've lived here, I've left. And I keep wondering, like, why? And it's like, oh, because I don't have friends to come to my party. That's true. I've lived in the city for 3 years. I just don't have them. And I'm fine
like
with
so
it. I'm comfortable
people.
With that. But... I realize I don't have friends here. That's why I probably travel so much. You know what I mean?
I could fuck with it. I have friends everywhere too. So,
and honestly, two good friends is enough for me here.
I feel you. Well, we're going to go ahead, y'all. We're going to get into the kink of the week. This is some white people shit that Weezy picked out. Jesus Christ, what is this?
I, first of all, had a black girl tell me about this.
A black girl
told
you about this?
Okay.
All right, so kink of the week. Go ahead and explain what it is. Some shit I ain't doing. You want me to? Okay. So, guys, this week, the kink of the week is fireplay. I want to make sure you're listening because, bitch, you zoned out the last episode. I don't need you zoning out.
Oh. I'm the one who picked the kink.
You're right. So, the kink is fireplay. So, what does fireplay mean? In the BDSM community, fireplay is a type of sexual play that involves fire near or directly on a person's skin. This can be done by placing candles or other flames near a person's skin. Does this mean blunts? I feel like my niggas, that's the only flames they be by.
I want you to keep reading, and I'm so upset.
I'm like, my bad. This can
does
be
this
done...
mean blunt?
Get your black ass.
What, my bad? This can be done by placing candles or other flames near a person's skin, wiping alcohol on the skin and lighting it. Oh, hell no. Tapping the skin with a lit torch, or flogging a person with a flaming whip or flogger. For obvious reasons, fire play is generally considered to be a type of edge play. When engaging in fire play, safety should come first and certain precautions should be taken.
Take your wig off is one.
For one, especially if you got that spritz in that shit, bitch. For instance, fire and flames should not be placed close to clothing or hair. Good call on that. Safe words should be established, and supplies and equipments like fire blankets, wet towels, and fire extinguishers should be close at hand.
Now, I know you got a story. I thought about this.
Oh, I was about to say, this bitch done did everything.
Don't have a story.
I have a story.
No,
this one guy.
I poured candles and shit. But when I went to Japan, I saw some fire play.
Uh-huh.
But no, I thought about it because when we were doing the best of episode, we had to like listen, re-listen, and go through clips and shit like that. And I was like listening to Rory, and we were talking about the candle thing. And I was like, what is that called? Yeah.
Oh, well, is that not like a wax thing? Because it's the wax
that's
going.
It's considered fire play.
Is it?
Well, the wax, but like you can. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe that's
candles came up in fire play.
Like, okay.
I just put candles kink, and then I found videos.
But lidded candles.
What are they called?
Lidded candles. Like when the candle is lit.
Not litted.
Litted. That's what I said. Lidded candles.
Lit. Candles.
You lit it this? I've been lit this candle.
Shut up, bitch.
My
what?
God, bitch. You know what? I'm going to just tell you for a second why I'm going to give
bitch?
You a break.
I'm mad because you about to have a whole episode. We about to do a whole horrible decision
So, when I was growing up, I was in AP courses for English.
So was I.
But hold on.
So was I.
So good in English.
All AP, bitch.
But like my math, I was like barely fucking making it. And I really feel like when you excel in one thing, sometimes
no,
it's really hard.
I excel in both. But
my point is, you definitely don't excel in English.
First off, I do excel in English.
You're great at your numbers.
I wrote a whole book. I excel in English.
Okay, spell check is a different thing.
I think my emails are good. And I, bitch, when I was
proofreading
in school, I came second place in a spelling bee. I used to know how
Thank
to spell
God
shit.
Thank God they didn't ask you what words meant. Because
anyways, it doesn't matter. I knew the Latin, where it came from.
You didn't
the Latin
know Bodet, bitch.
Fuck you.
What was the thing about...
So listen, I excel in math and English. I don't excel in science and history because I feel like it's a lot of bullshit.
What was that word you didn't know when you get turned on?
Libido ho. I know it now, bitch. I thought it spelled like libido. You know, English is the hardest language of all of the languages because
Mandy, that
we have
sounds
all of
like
these rules.
Such a fucking bullshit.
For people learning English, I feel for them. We have all of these.
Really?
Different...
You feel for people learning English the ABC alphabet? What about something that are different characters like Japanese
characters
or Hebrews?
Characters are easy for other people. Bitch, we have a lot of rules in our fucking vocabulary. Like
for
in
words
English.
Are easy.
You're like,
bugging.
Bitch, tell someone I say lasagna. How they not know that there's a fucking silent G in Bologna? Bologna? Look like motherfucking Bologna to me. Lasagna?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, like xylophone. Bitch, do you know that's an X?
You know, well, hold on. Spanish people
that's
do it too.
That's what I'm saying.
How I'm supposed to know ja, ja, ja is you laughing.
No, isn't it ya, ya, ya?
No, ja, ja.
What's ja, ja?
Ha, ha. You ain't never seen... Wait, it's ha ha, but there is H. Like Jorge, Juan. I just came back from Mexico. See?
I got you.
So
bitch.
When they say ha ha, they
I'm
put
not gonna lie, I sucked at Spanish because their rules, and then they have the feminine and masculine bullshit. Like, ella,
bitch, I'm gonna
like,
tell you right now.
Is hard too.
When the Mexicans were playing with the prices with me, it was like I went from trying to speak it best I can. To holla. So I was trying to negotiate, right?
You was with your Jewish ass.
Oh, of course. So I was trying to buy this poncho, not on some like steal their culture shit, but like it was dope. It wasn't like Mexican colors. Like I didn't want to like do anything that was like, you know.
Is you gonna wear that poncho outside of Mexico?
It was dope. It's like really like it's like fleece. It's cool. So
don't
anyway,
wear that shit to a live
he was
show.
Telling me it was 500 pesos. I'm like, ain't that $20? He's like, yeah. I was like, no, you ain't paid $20 for that. And he was like, no comprende. I said, you too no comprar. Whatever that means.
Comprar means buy. Oh yep. Yeah, bitch.
I said, you no comprar 20, so I don't pay 20. That's what the fuck I was saying,
you
bitch.
Did not say
My
that.
Mom was looking at me like, just please wait, please. Bitch, my parents were so... I didn't let them go in their pockets one time. My mom really thinks I'm rich, and
oh,
it's
you
cute.
Really use that payout, bitch.
Well, no. Look, Mexico's... Hey,
we about to leave the studio today. She's going to be like, so when are we paying ourselves out for January?
No. Mexico's cheap. You know what I mean? Like, you go somewhere. I went to a Texas day Brazil there. It's called Mr. Pampas, and it's $20 a person.
Oh, yeah, that's cheap.
It's super cheap. So you probably bought the whole restaurant out, didn't you? My mom is looking at me spend all these thousands in pesos, which is really $50. And she's just like, I want this. Bitch, I looked at my bank account. I spent $2,500 in 10 days.
Oh, yeah, nah, you play too much.
I'm wilding. But you know what that was. Oh, let me get a massage for this many pesos. Oh, this.
You play way too much, hoe.
I really do.
You play way too much.
I don't look at my bank account.
Well, we gonna go ahead, y'all.
I just don't look. If it don't overdraft, fine. It just doesn't.
We gonna get into some vanilla shit, and I'm finna let Weezy talk about this, because I don't know what it is.
Oh, this is dope.
Okay, go ahead and explain for y'all. As y'all know, every episode we do a vanilla shit segment, which is something based on something going on in the world that has to do with sex somewhat.
Yeah. So this Nigerian guy that I fucked basically was telling me how, like, Africa is wild with their, like, tribe... rituals, so to speak. And he told me about this tribe in Uganda. So I found this link on face2faceafrica.com. It's called Banyankole, the tribe in Uganda that allows... That's not how you say Uganda, is it?
Uganda is right.
Someone corrected me recently.
Is it not Uganda? Yeah, it's Uganda. Oh,
the tribe in Uganda that allows a bride's aunt to sleep with the groom before marriage. So...
Wait. The bride's aunt, which is her mother's sister, gets to sleep with her husband?
Before marriage, yeah. Maybe it's Uganda.
Here you go. You're annoying.
Somebody was like, you said that wrong.
Bitch, okay. You think you in Black Panther? let's not get the Forest Whitaker accent.
All right. How much influence should aunties have on their nieces? In many African cultures, aunties provide counseling to their young nieces as they age from adolescence to adulthood. When it comes to
real quick pause, mm-hmm. because so when I went to Nigeria, everyone was auntie. Like, you literally call anyone who's your elder, who's a woman, auntie.
That's us, sis, auntie.
So, like, Basically. Is this talking about literally aunties or
This is aunties. When it comes to marriage, these aunties prepare their nieces for the challenges that lie ahead. For the Banyankole people in southwestern Uganda, the aunt had more than the above, especially during the marriage. The primary responsibility is to confirm that the groom is potent and that the bride has defended her virginity before the marriage is consummated. As a potency test for the groom, the aunt was sometimes required to have sex with the groom for confirmation of his virility.
Virility is right. Was virility?
I almost said fertility. That's why.
Virility means what? Like fertility? Like is... Maybe it's wait, like, these niggas is busting in the aunties?
Hold on. She had to test if the bride is still a virgin before they're allowed to consummate the marriage. In other traditions, the aunt is said to go as far as listening or watching them have sex in order to prove their potency.
To see if it hurts her or not?
I don't know what that means. As this may sound weird, the practice is called inasmuch... It shows that the people of Banyanko, particularly the Bohemia tribe, hold the virginity in high esteem. As the girl is eight, as soon as she's at eight, she goes through a lot of restrictions to prepare her for marriage.
So at what age are they getting married in Uganda? Because maybe it's a younger age than
I don't see anything about it.
Because if they're preparing her to get married at eight, I would assume...
When other children her age in other cultures are having fun and playing, she's basically indoors where she's fed beef and millet porridge, forced to drink milk in large quantities so she becomes fat because it's synonymous with beauty. When she is developing breasts finally, she's then asked to abstain from sexual activities from her parents. It's the duty of her father to find a wife or a son, sorry, as he pays the bride wife wealth.
I would love not to do a humble flex, but we do have a lot of listeners in the continent of Africa. I don't want to go through each country, but if any of you guys are from Uganda or are familiar with this I would love for you guys to maybe explain it deeper.
And I'm sorry I'm fucking up these words, but like, it's some African shit I don't know. Basically, once they pay the bride to get married, on the wedding day, there's a lot of festing at her home where the father slaughters a bull. In the home, there's another
oxtail
feast when the marriage is consummated. This is after the bride's aunt has tested the niece's purity. They basically eat this meal after she makes sure
so
she's
for any
virgin.
Of you guys who are patrons, what we're going to do is we're going to supply this link
onto the page so that y'all can read further into it, because I don't want to keep hearing Weezy read.
Oh, it's done.
But
I don't want to hear me read either, bro.
But we're going to give it to you guys so that you guys can look
this
more into it.
This
shit
was a hard read, my nigga.
I know, bitch. You look like you were struggling.
I was like, Inube Blanque Ungane. Sucka, baby. Sucka, sucka, sucka. What's up, other shit?
I don't know, bitch.
Oh, too much sauce. Too much sauce.
Juice. It's too much juice. Too much sauce.
Whatever.
Oh, okay. Anyways, okay, wait. Before we get into the horrible decision this week, Weezy, go ahead and let them know who's sponsoring this week's episode.
So if you are an avid listener of Horrible Decisions, you would know that I do not play games about my pH balance. I would never recommend you some shit that's filled with alcohol, parabens, and a bunch of fragrance to spray perfume on a trash can. I don't like that. But Lola, today's sponsor, I'm elated to say they've joined forces with us. They are a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners. Now they offer sex products too. So I'm super excited. When I got my box yesterday, it was totally discreet and personalized for my needs, right? So many women use tampons, but I don't. So my box included lube, condoms, pads, and my favorite, personal wipes. They're these little individually wrapped packets. They're not like big and chunky, like, you know, thing of wipes. You can take it anywhere for like a midday refresh, post-sex refresh, or me, the whole bath queen, pre-sex. So visit your man or woman, whoever, feel like it's about to go down, run to the bathroom, use these wipes. You're not going to smell like you've used something super overbearing. You're going to maintain a healthy pH balance, and your pussy will still smell like what your pussy should smell like. They're 100% natural, no mystery fibers, no doubt about what's going on in your body. It's a simple, customizable subscription to give you exactly what you need when you need it. And we're so worried about the food we put in our bodies and the men. I don't know why we're not thinking enough about the feminine care products. They are so highly rated on their website. I have not heard one bad thing about Lola. I knew who they were before they sponsored this show, used it myself, and I'm so happy that they're now giving us a code to give to you. MyLola.com WDP is going to give you 40% off your subscription, okay? Get that box sent to your house before your next period gets there. The wipes are safe for use anywhere on a body. They're biodegradable. They're individually packaged. The sex products are gynecologist approved and hypoallergenic. MyLola.com WDP. It's going to get you 40% off. Y'all always DMing me talking about, Weezy, what do I do? Oh, my pussy. Blah. I just told you. MyLola.com. WDP. Show your support for the show. Get these wipes. They're only going to be $6 with our code. Get those tampons. Get those pads. Get some shit that's made for women by women.
Oh, wait. Are we still talking? No, let's
no,
go
no,
to
no.
the next.
Horrible okay. decisions. I want to tell you guys where I picked this.
Oh, shit. This is some bullshit.
I enjoyed Mandy so much on Flagrant. I thought she was so funny. And a lot of people went way too hard on you, but I really enjoyed it.
First off, I will sit here and announce. I love
I
the
whore
hive. I
will sit here and say.
I will sit First off, I ain't even gonna hold you. Fuck the asshole army, and I say that. I know a lot of them probably listen to here, but I will say what it is that I probably wasn't as what's the people, the dummies, the puppets, the Muppets. I wasn't that enough for them. I feel like they wanted Andrew to toy with me more, and I think I stood my ground a little bit too much for them.
I don't think it had to do with being a puppet more than it had to do with you thinking space isn't real,
bitch. Oh no, I'm not gonna lie. I love the comments from that. I was responding back to them on that. So I did fuck up PEMDAS.
Hold on. There's nobody in the room said this, and I kind of annoyed me. The PEMDAS thing was funny. But
no, but there is, what do they say? Please excuse, no, it's not please excuse. What's the thing to say the son?
Some like, ordered 9 pizzas or something.
Someone ordered 9 pizzas. That shit. It's to where you're
but
supposed to know the
order
reason, of the
planets. When you said that you believe there's more planets, I was kind of annoyed that no. You're like, why do we only know 9? Those are in our solar system.
Who says how big our solar system is in a galaxy that we don't know how fucking big it goes, bitch?
There are like hundreds of
right,
more solar systems.
Right, we don't know shit
systems.
About that. So that's why I said,
but
fuck
this is
him.
The one that we're
we,
in,
we
which
listen,
is why we know about it.
To whoever said this is our solar system, this little circle right here.
Well, bitch, it just, is because the
how do we know
are,
that's only our solar system?
Am I in
system?
Here on my own right now? Like, I don't get what you
do
mean.
You
how
get
do
what
we
I'm
know
saying?
It's our solar
system? But science then is what I'm saying. It's dictated on what the fuck a man said. Fuck these men. Why we gotta go off
Mandy,
what
like
say?
Niggas is going in
our
space.
Our solar system is only bitsus in the circle. Fuck that shit. Anyway, get to the horrible decision. We're not gonna talk about space and science. Because instead, guess what? Y'all didn't like my PEMDAS reference. Now we're about to talk about evolution, which I also don't motherfucking agree on. So this bitch
how
like,
you don't think evolution is real is
bitch,
really embarrassing.
No, it's fucking not.
Bitch, you fucking right now!
Fucking monkeys is insane. So instead, guys, guess what she made the outline as today? We're going to talk about how animals have sex because we evolutionized from animals. So we're talking about animal sex, guys, so you can watch your fucking cats and dogs hump each other and know that they're not into monogamy and they may be gay. Your dog, Mr. Puppers... Maybe fucking
why
gay.
Are you going off right now? Don't people because, call the dogs like
because you low-key shady making we're gonna have an evolutionary talk about animals after motherfucking my flagrant episode host. So let's go teach our hoes something.
Okay,
because y'all fish gay too. Your whole house full of non-monogamous homophobic animals.
So this all stemmed
not
from
phobic.
Me
homo.
Watching
homo not homophobic my bad.
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead. Teach these people.
A hole is a hole. So, anyway, I watched this movie on Netflix called Newness, and the girl was...
You do need friends, because you be watching all this shit that ain't nobody else got time to watch.
I'm into the non-rated movies. Like, I basically type in lesbian, and I watch whatever comes up. That's
okay,
the truth.
Okay.
That's not a lie.
I think you're really gay.
So, Newness...
You're turning gay now,
because I just be thinking about pussy so much now, because I'm... getting it. So anyway, I watched
Newness.
Wanted
to watch Animal Pussy, guys. Let's go.
I did not. So I watched Newness and the girl's job. She had a degree in evolutionary biology. And I had no idea what the fuck that was. And so in that, he's like, what is evolutionary biology? Like, what the fuck is that? She's like, it's basically about like learning shit about like why your penis is shaped the way it is and shit like that. And then the next day I watched Explained on Netflix, an episode about monogamy. And I just had Mandy sit and watch some with me.
I did.
And they basically talked about how chimps and bonobos, right? I actually never heard of bonobos before this.
Me neither.
Only chimps I knew.
Science.
Chimps I knew. So we're closer to chimps and bonobos than African elephants are to Indian elephants. We're literally that close as far as the way our brains work and our... You're a cunt. And I mean it.
See you next Tuesday.
Not PEMDAS.
Fuck you.
So in this episode, they're basically talking about like, where the fuck did we get this concept from monogamy? So they start like showing...
This was the only part that I did like about the little documentary you showed me.
You only watched 6 minutes of it.
Well, this 3-minute part of it, because all the animal part I didn't like. But when it started talking about humans, I liked it.
It's the main thing, though. It's like saying like how we came from a species of people that were fucking anybody and everybody, and now we don't. So where did that come from? So I started looking up like monogamy in animals, and only 3-5% of 5,000 species of mammals form monogamous bonds, one of which is called the Diplo something. It's a tapeworm that literally connects.
Wait, tapeworms?
That was a tapeworm.
Wait,
that we saw.
The ones that go in your stomach? They have sex in your stomach?
No, they just like connect for life, basically. Yeah.
Oh, so there's multiple tapeworms when they go in your stomach?
I mean, maybe it's like love bugs. Remember them things from Florida?
They made those, though. Those were made, bitch, at the University of Florida. You didn't know that? Those were created. They were supposed to do something, I think, like keep mosquitoes away, and something went wrong at the University of Florida.
People are
where now we have love bug season in Florida. Nowhere else has fucking love bugs except for Florida. It's crazy. Actually, Georgia. It might have got up to Georgia. But yeah, it actually stemmed from a mistake. It's a lab. It's a lab-created insect.
I didn't know that. But love
look, I'm teaching y'all some shit about animals now, huh? Huh? See? Science. Shit going wrong because humans did it, bitch. I told y'all.
Facts like
AIDS. Told y'all. Right!
So, in this thing that we watched, basically, right, we're watching this documentary about how animals and the traits that they've had of you know, monogamy, how they work. And basically, from what I've been reading, this wasn't in the documentary, but it does seem to be one main partner that they kind of bounce back and forth to, possibly. That's a 50-50 chance as far as, like, the woman. They might have a primary. But for the main part, they bounce around. Chimps say, and bonobos, whatever, they say use sex to say hello, goodbye, when they're stressed out, when they're anxiety-wise, they fuck. So just like we do. But We were watching this documentary where it talked about how marriage was conceptualized in the Western world for love only a few years ago, because it was mainly meant to be a family labor and alliance thing, like basically getting married to do better.
So this was actually, I kind of touched on it too when they went to mention religion. I feel like that's kind of where monogamy stemmed from too.
And sure.
And that's what I thought. So seeing the documentary,
I thought that too. I didn't know that thing about
labor. I didn't know. So something that was very interesting about this documentary, and I might actually watch it now, was they said that marriage was not for solidarity between men and women. It was for laws. So they actually married to have kids and to raise fucking children to work on their fucking farm. But that's why they did it. And they saw it as, if I have more labor on my farm, I can make more money than you. And they didn't want other people to be able to come in and take that money them. So it was really crazy. And then says that we transitioned from that marriage to saying that marriage should be based on love. And it's funny because if we look at all of these movies from the past, and this is something that just went in my head, a lot of marriages in the past were set up by parents, were set up by wealth, were set up by societal, like where you stood in society. So out of all of these movies we watch, bitch, even Titanic, ho.
Yeah.
Jack wasn't supposed to be with Rose.
Bro.
And so like,
still to this day, like our parents be kind of like trying to get us to do that.
Right. It's to date, you know what different I mean? People.
I'm not saying my parents or your parents, but things we watch, it's like even
look,
in movies.
All the married people.
Think about Crazy like, Rich Asians.
I love my, look, now they all about to be hating us.
Did all you watch Crazy
couples.
Rich Asians?
No, I did.
I went to the Vlogzilla party. I thought you were there. So like in Crazy Rich Asians, just how like he had to be with a girl from a good family.
From a good family, yeah.
I actually got this map, this world map where polygamy is like dominant in. You see what country?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, sorry, what continent? Excuse me, where polygamy is basically legal. So it is completely blacked out in the United States, Canada, Mexico, and all of South America is black for polygamy being illegal, and the practice is criminalized.
Well, okay? Yeah, like, which is why it was crazy, because when we had Taomi on, and we actually featured her in the top 2018 moments, asking her about her relationship, because she says that she was married, but he could have other wives, but I'm like, no, technically in the U.S. of A.
I don't think she said wives, but like partners she wanted. But she said that no, we got to bring her back.
We do, because yeah, you ain't even, I said, is it for tax purposes? Because of course, I do see marriage as more of a business. Like for tax cuts and tax breaks, and now you're forming, you know, bank accounts and shit together. Like to me, it's definitely more of a business deal.
I mean, I think what I found interesting in the documentary, they start to talk about the concept of jealousy and like where we learn that from.
We didn't get that far. I got to watch that.
And then I got something off the internet that I really found interesting. Basically, it conceptualizes the idea that society tells us like settling down is adulting. So listen to this. In modern day monogamous societies, we've turned dating and marriage into free markets where people spend most of their 20s trying to multiply partners before they settle down. Basically thinking like, I can't do this once I reach that level. I got to do it right now.
Right.
Instead of it being just okay.
Right.
Because we've got this idea that when you are older, you settle down, you get married. Even though you would like to have these experiences, you have to get them out of your system now.
But it's crazy, too, that we attach marriage to the value of a woman. Like, there's so many women that shame other women who don't have rings, or, well, you've never been proposed to, or that view themselves as better than or more than a woman who maybe does have multiple partners and has sex casually and hasn't been kept by a man.
I've never shamed women for that in a relationship, but I did, and I will just be honest by admitting this, early 20s, like 21, 22, we'd sometimes pity my friends that were single. But this is the first time in my life where I can really own my truth and saying like, oh God, I don't want a relationship.
And what's crazy is I want one so bad, but bitch, I don't know one person in a happy, healthy, great one. Like they're all getting cheated on, or they got a broke nigga and they paying all the bills, or like none of my friends are even in healthy, happy relationships.
Damn, so I'm sorry to hear that. My friends
they're not.
Are in good ones. They just seem very time consuming.
That's the problem that I have now with the show, with work, with us going on tour, with me having to spend more time with you. Jesus, I feel like,
yeah, I know,
bitch. So it's like right now, it's literally like I don't have time to date. Like,
and you know when people say shit like you'll make time for the people that you.
So I'm not gonna lie, I do. I'm already trying. If I need to set a dick appointment at 2 a.m.,
a dick appointment, yeah, but like,
more this weekend. I have to catch up. I have to figure it out.
I'll be real with you. The entire month of December, or the end of November and December, like, I had no time. I had, one weekend was Zozo Talk. One weekend was Thanksgiving. The next weekend was Zozo Talk. The next weekend I was in Denver with Deb. The weekend after that, I was in Mexico. Like,
technically,
how was I supposed to fucking?
You could have got some dick in them other cities. Because that's how I was feeling, bitch. I was in Atlanta every weekend for a month straight.
Okay, so like during the weekdays when I was here, like that last week.
Busy, because we were trying to pre-record tons of episodes.
To make sure people had them for Christmas.
Then we were also talking.
It's not necessarily easy.
You're right.
You know, and like, just to be honest, like keeping my health up, like with the gym, like I know it sounds stupid, but like I have to legit commit to that shit. Like that's what I'm doing.
Well, I'm about to get back
to spin class, 6:30.
So you're about to be happy.
I love spin.
Yeah, I'm about to get back in spin. I'm finna go to that one.
Flywheel?
No, I like, maybe that's
Psych
what it's
Fitness.
Called. Psych Fitness on 8th
Flywheel's
Avenue.
Flywheel's a lot more intense.
The one where we went and they did like all the Beyonce songs or something.
Oh my God, Tom Hamlet.
Him. Yeah, he was good. So
he's
I'm finna
fun.
Go back to there like, hey.
Oh my God, I love when he's like, Psych and limits. Move. And move. What would Beyonce do, ladies? That shit is mad fun. I've actually wanted to do a workout with like Patreon listeners because I have so much fun at the gym, bro. You know I love me a bougie gym class, though.
Yeah, you be going to, yeah, that's why I'm like, bitch, it's about to be $100 for 5 classes. I'm like,
why aren't you doing ClassPass?
Because for ClassPass, you can only go to the same studio twice a month.
No.
Yes.
I've been on ClassPass for a year and a half. This is what you do. They've now changed the credit system to basically you can go 3 times a month, and if you want to go again, they charge you a little more. It's still less than booking through the site.
We'll see.
You know the Jew and me ain't going to let
it
happen.
Yeah, bitch, you be sitting here lying, saying you in Orlando getting Florida prices.
I can't do that anymore because
they got on your ass. Yeah, you got to change your name.
They were like, ma'am, we know it's the same first and last. I got a full on email.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So something interesting I found, that monogamy only happens in animals in response to the threat of babies being killed by rival men. Basically.
Interesting.
Yeah. When a man would want, I guess, like, animals stuck together for children, and like they basically kill the baby so you can go and fuck them. They found that in chimpanzees. Crazy as fuck. But
I also think it was funny. We ended up reading or in the documentary, they were mentioning how sex started to become more for pleasure and not for reproduction, which I think leads to why casual sex is such a thing now. We are having sex more now to enjoy sex.
Oh, the thing that we read that said only bonobos and humans are the ones that have sex face-to-face because they have sex to bond.
Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting. I also want to let y'all know, if y'all want to look more into this weird shit, like, here's a fun fact. Male seahorses are the ones who carry to term for the babies. They're the ones who get pregnant. So I wish our niggas could get pregnant, bitch. But I don't think a baby could come out of a dick hole, right? That would kind of hurt. Like, that's not, y'all ain't got enough skin for a baby to be pushed out of a dick hole, right?
I'm like so
what if
scared,
a baby
honey.
Had to go down the canal of a dick?
I can't wait till we have a mom on to like walk through childbirth, like for real, walk through it.
Oh wait,
it's shitting a fucking baby out of your pussy, honestly, and I don't want it.
We're gonna. To I don't want to talk about that.
We got to. It's
why?
Hard. Like, what? Who are we?
So, guys, the next solo episode, Weezy will be doing.
found this very interesting. There is not one species where homosexual behavior was not existent. It's all been seen, even in sea urchins.
See, we all gay, y'all. So y'all got to stop being homophobic, bro.
Moreover, a part of the animal kingdom is more truly bisexual than humans. They kind of just go back and forth and get their horny shit going. Like I said, a hole's a hole. But, I do find that very interesting, just to show that it can be natural to want someone. Like, people say it's so unnatural. It's such a societal thing that we think, even down to, like, you know, I'm reading this book, Witches, Sluts, Feminists, talking about how us slut-shaming is even something we've been taught to do.
Yeah, but, I mean, shit, y'all sit here and don't want to like white people and all the people who colonized the goddamn U.S. of A is the ones who taught us monogamy through Christianity. So I will say, if y'all don't like the colonizers, we should all just be non-monogamous.
Well,
I say that. Let's go against the colonizers here, y'all.
I mean, we're obviously more intelligent of a species, yeah. Right? But I will say, I like being monogamish. Like I said, I want a triad. And I do get feelings of jealousy, but I also like fucking other people. So I really toy with that a lot.
Yeah.
And I
feel like a lot of men do. They just don't know how to communicate that. Like, and we've said that a lot. Like, I don't. what you just said is what a lot of men feel. Like, I want to be in a relationship. I like the monogamous aspect of it to where I can have these feelings with you, but I just want to fuck other people sometimes.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're just not warranted the respect of a man being honest with us up front, saying that that's what they want. And unfortunately, men, while that may be something that you think will scare someone away, there are women. Look, we're two, and we've had a ton of guests on who are into swinging, polyamory.
Not even to mention, like, our guests, you might think, are one in a million people writing us in
bro,
emails.
Bro, our emails are flooded with bitches like, yo, how can I bring someone into the bedroom with me? Or I'm scared to communicate this to my guy. So as much as y'all are out here just fucking humiliating us and betraying us with cheating, if you're just more upfront and to listen, I want to date you, I want to be with you, but I probably can't only fuck you.
By
like,
the
say
way,
that upfront.
People that say... Men that are like, oh, what dude wouldn't want his girl to fuck another girl? Let me tell you something. When I was with my ex, the one that left me for Jesus, the love of my life, he had a threesome with me and told me, like, after, like, because I wanted more, he was like, I don't know why he want me to, like, share you with someone else. Like, he was truly monogamous, but yeah, very religious. And he was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I love you, and I want you to want me. And I'm like, I do want you with a side of puss.
Well, see, and that's my problem. I have been in threesomes, but I've realized, and it's something that my partner will have to probably, I'll probably do a threesome more so for him, but when I want pussy, I only want pussy. When I want dick, I want dick. So I don't really crave threesomes with a woman. I might want two dicks.
Really?
I ain't even gonna hold you. No, like, when I want to be with a woman, I want to be with a woman. When I want to be with a man, I want to be with a man. So the idea of a threesome and having both at the same time isn't my preference. So when men do know that I'm bisexual, know that I deal with women, they think it's fucking jackpot for threesomes. And in real life, I'm like, bro, I really don't even like threesomes. Because I'm not penetrated enough. Because now I got to share this dick with another pussy.
Oh, I enjoy
and
watching.
And there's just, see, I like penetration a whole lot.
Well, let's get to some home mail. Now, this home one mail is really interesting. This was a girl that came to Zozo Talk and, like, legit asked this question. I said, you need to write the email.
Okay.
Because this is fucking insane.
What'd she say?
So we have the subject as having a baby with my ex.
Okay.
My ex and I were together for 6 years. We broke up when I was 22. Stopped talking for about a year or two, and then he reconnected back again. He and I are now best friends. We're both in separate relationships. I've been with my boyfriend for 6 months. He's been with his girlfriend over a year. Prior to entering my current relationship with my ex, I was planning for a baby. We both went to a fertility specialist to ensure that we are both able to have children, both tested for STDs and genetic disorders. I even had my tubes explored just in case. I want to pursue motherhood as planned with my ex, but now that I'm in a relationship, some people are calling me selfish and think I should stop. What are your thoughts? If it matters, I'm 30. Oh, yeah. And we're pursuing IVF, although my ex wants to go the cheap way and have sex. I'd rather keep it simple without any extras. So basically, she has a boyfriend.
This sounds crazy. So,
and wants to have a baby with her ex. I told her she was absolutely insane. I told her that I felt like it was, like I said, selfish to enter a relationship with someone and then, I hate to say it like this, but have the nerve to, like, be like, I'm not going to let this grow. I'm going to fuck my ex because I know he's going to be a great partner.
Do you want to know what's crazy? So this was brought to me before. So I was talking to
a guy.
So this is a guy who I really, 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 really liked. I'll call him Canada because he's Canadian. And we were super into each other. This was, oh God, it had to be maybe 3 to 4 years ago now because it was right before I went to Singapore. So right before I went to Singapore, I spent like a week with him in Chicago. Like, I was like, okay, like, we're going to make this happen.
Yeah.
He was at the point of his life where he wanted more kids. He was making good money. And I was like, well, bitch, I'm just starting school. It was right before I was going to study abroad. So I was only in my second year of college. And we had that talk. And so he had one kid already. He had a 7-year-old. And the relationship with the baby mom was so bad in the beginning that he was a single dad. And when he went overseas, the daughter stayed with his mom. So when we had this conversation about other kids, he let me know that he didn't want to go through the baby mama drama with anyone else in the sense that he did with his first baby mom. So he said, if I have another child, I would want it with her, but I don't want to be with her. And I'm like, so I'm just supposed to be okay with you impregnating your ex, even though you're telling me you don't want to be with her? He hated her because she was so terrible. But it was so traumatic to him at all of the drama that they had for like the first 4 years of the daughter. He's like, I couldn't imagine doing that with another woman. And that's literally what he said. And I was like, no. Like, you're really going to sit here and keep yourself from having and growing a family with someone else because of the traumatic experience you had with your first baby mom. So
now,
this isn't out of the norm.
Girl,
like,
I met her. She didn't seem crazy. And like, people were like, ugh, right, in the audience. And she's just like, look, like, I'm an adult.
Is there an emotional attachment to the ex? I think she
really believes he would be a great partner to have a co-parent with. Like, she believes that.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm fucking one nigga now. And he's so great of a dad. I'm like, damn. I would let you probably. I might have a kid for you. You a nice daddy. So like, I could get that.
But I can't get wanting to fucking like have a boyfriend. Like, be out of a relationship.
To me, you need to get out of the relationship. That's exactly what I think.
And
you're not in love with who you're with.
And I'm like,
wait,
why don't you have a
why?
Like,
she's talking about why?
Like, really was just like, I don't understand. I don't know. Here's my advice to you. I think that you should explore with your current guy you're dating another 6 months. It's only been 6 months.
Maybe give
it a year until you decide that you would really want to jeopardize your relationship potentially by fucking your ex and having a baby
with
him.
I'm not going to lie. You know what I think? This is like typical movie shit. So the ex may really be into his new girlfriend. And she has all these emotional attachments to him because they were together for 6 years. Bitch, since she was in middle school, I assume. She said they broke up at 22. They were together for 6 years. I did the math real quick. It's like 16. Okay, so maybe high school. But I feel like maybe she's more attached to him than really what he is. So he's not wanting to leave the girlfriend. And she's just like, well, let me have this forever attachment to you. Because right now he's not leaving that girlfriend he's been with for a year. So she's possibly just in this other relationship to make it seem like, I've moved on. We're just friends.
I don't know if that's true, because she didn't sound like she wanted to be with him. I'll be real. I didn't get that energy like she wanted him.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of people think a baby will keep him. A lot of women are out here thinking,
I believe that.
If I have a baby with you, you're going to want me more. There's a lot of, I don't want to call them revenge babies, but women will strategically get pregnant by a man and keep the baby.
I hate
even
to say
though
it,
that man
but all my Spanish
them.
Friends, my Latina, excuse me, Hispanic friends, they be acting like that.
Dog.
Bitch.
They think that
they be like, well, what's he gonna do when I have another baby with him? He gonna still fuck her?
Yes. You and these accents, I'm
bitch,
hate
I used
you,
to
bitch.
Work with this girl that had so many kids by her nigga, and I'm like, bitch, you just told me all he does is drive Uber. You keep getting pregnant. Why?
No, it's because I feel like when women don't feel like they have a man all the way, that baby is an attachment. Like, bro, you're stuck with me for at least 18 years, my nigga. Like, you're not going anywhere, even if it's not emotionally. And that's my issue and dilemma with dealing with men with baby moms. They always go back. Mandy, and then it's raw pussy. You really ain't ever got to use a condom again.
Have you ever heard a mom say something like she's enjoyed like a coffee at a Starbucks? Like, I got time to myself. I had this moment where I got to pee by myself.
They get so excited.
Bitch, you think I'm about to have somebody on my fucking neck 24/7 just to keep a nigga?
Yeah, no.
Hell no!
But they're
cannot
down with
handle
that.
The smell of shit on Subway, let alone baby shit with all them nutrients coming out.
Bitch, I was with my homegirl. I was with my homegirl for the holidays. And I said, you got to wake up and cook all them breakfasts. And bitch, she.
How many kids you have?
Three, and then also her niece was there. So it was just like, bitch, you gotta cook. And she got a man. And he eat like the amount of all the kids. So I'm like, bitch, you gotta wake up early and cook for all these motherfuckers?
No, ma'am.
That's a lot. I'll pass.
Does she work?
Sorry.
Because she don't need a job with all them kids and that man.
Yeah, no, I don't think she does. I don't think she does work.
You don't need to.
Bitch,
three kids and holding out a house?
She posted a goddamn meme about excited about W-2s. I said, bitch, you know what a W-2 is. Bitch, don't be out here posting memes for the
people.
Yeah,
I really believe that when women take care of a home like that, like, it's such a job.
It's such a job.
It totally
so
is. Like, I give credit to girls
that
do
all of the women who do work and take care of the household and still do laundry, do the dishes, clean the house, and cook.
Bro, I be looking at bitches like they're superheroes.
I told her that. I said, ma'am, you're a real-life superhero. I was in awe. Bitch, she was getting his clothes ready, had to get the kids ready. We went to, like, I was like,
bro,
ma'am.
I was with Dub in Denver. Shout out to Dub. You know, I visit her every year in Denver and her son, JJ. And, like, we were so fucked up the night before. And I hear her getting up to go through schoolwork with him. I'm like, that's my nigga, bro. Like, you are really sitting with this nigga. And she literally, she looked me in the face and was like, yeah, like she was dying. She's like, I can't do it anymore. And like, just bounces into mom mode, and I don't get it. And
I asked her, and she was like, girl, it just comes natural. And I was like, bitch, does it?
You, I don't think I naturally got that. One of my favorite things Dove ever said is like, when she had her baby, she didn't get an epidural. She was like, the slaves did it, and I wanted to feel him come out of me. And I was like, wow. So she was already on some next level mom shit. Yeah, you felt it coming.
But also, pleasure is pain. I like a little pain when he... Big ass dicks. That's why I like big dicks. I like pain.
You think that you're gonna get turned on by pushing?
I don't know, maybe. I like pain a little bit.
That's it for horrible decisions. Thank you so much for listening to our show.
No, before we leave though, we do want to say thank you to everyone who are patrons and support us. Because of you guys, we are able to go on tour. So we will be seeing you in a motherfucking city near you. We go into DMV. We got 2 shows sold out. Ho, by this time it might already be passed. So we
we're going
y'all
to DMV on Saturday, bitch.
Yeah. Who's doing my hair? We also have Toronto coming up. Told y'all hoes, buy them tickets before I cancel that shit. then we got Chicago. We got Miami coming up. We will be possibly having a date by then. LA, New York, we coming to see y'all too. New York is gonna be a lot of y'all motherfuckers, just so y'all know. We getting a good enough venue to where all of y'all can come see us. So we're excited.
I was so annoyed on Christmas Day. Some bitch like, man, you got a ticket.
Yeah, everyone is like, I don't see the tickets for this city yet. Bitch, we ain't got a venue yet.
It doesn't mean it's necessarily gonna be further. It just really means that we're like looking for something big.
We are. Like I said, we're doing all of this our own for this tour, guys. So we are booking venues, we're booking staff, we're booking a flight.
Hotels.
Look, this is how much I got to see this. So we having dinner, bitch, to plan the outline for this shit. I got to see her about 2 times a week.
So just to tell you guys a little bit about our Patreon account and who's helped us through this. So it's a platform, like a community, where basically we talk with y'all. And people on there pay $5 a month to have extra bonus episodes of ours. They drop every Monday right after you're listening to this. You can listen to episode 22. We're going to play you a clip from an episode we did with an interracial couple. He's Asian. She's Black. I met him at...
Nah, I don't think that's going... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Next week.
Yeah?
2 weeks.
I don't know. Don't say what we dropping yet, because we don't know what's going
to
really come.
They're about to hear a clip of this. It's Patreon. They're going to hear a clip of that episode.
What if we have a guest and want to add it to another episode?
This is Patreon, the clip we're about to play, Mandy.
Oh, we just going to play it for this one. Okay, so we're going to play
a
clip, y'all.
Just like we did with our last episode, Sharonis. We're going to be playing clips from our Patreon for them to hear. So you guys can have a little sneak peek on what our Patreon list is here to. So the next episode you're about to hear is episode 22. So there are 21 other episodes you can hear for only $5. Not to mention, for $5, you get early access to tickets or access to sold out shows. We're also going to have Patreon only events. I've been to the movies with patrons. And for $15, if you've been asking for merch, you can get a Horrible Decisions t-shirt.
It's the only place you can get merch right now, y'all, is becoming a patron, because, bitch, I ain't doing inventory. We ain't no motherfucking retail store. So
that
y'all
shit is
only
a lot.
Getting that shit through Patreon.
Do you know where
right
I'm
now?
Hiding the shirts, bitch? I basically have this like storage place in my office where like when it comes time to mail, I then take the shirts, make them do a mail. That shit is work, my nigga.
It's a lot.
This month we have to send 12 shirts.
Damn, y'all rich?
Well,
we got $15. We got
also,
12, y'all rich.
In that tier, you get a phone call.
I'm working on getting some stickers and some cool stuff for our patrons who come to our live shows.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, just to give them. So I'm excited to meet you guys. Y'all will be the only ones who have Horrible Decisions merch for now. So I'm excited.
Like we did sell it at a live show. We ain't never doing that again. But for $15, basically, I'll get on a call with you and review some outlines that I have for the upcoming show. You give me your feedback. You tell me what you think. Suggestions, all of that. We love that. And
maybe I'll add on to that.
I love doing it with patrons. I honestly like it because like I just really don't feel like you should come for my neck unless you contribute to the show. Then, bitch, you earn it.
Right.
You come for me. Like, the therapy comments, didn't really pay attention to them unless they were patrons, because they were the realest. They don't talk to us like shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they're actual supporters. So, again, thank you guys for supporting. Weezy and I are looking for different ways to be more interactive with patrons. You guys will also, again, be helping us produce our show. Again, the only place where you can get merch, and for a lot of the cities that do sell out, because, bitch, we sold out the first DC show in fucking 4 days.
Yeah.
We are saving seats for just people who are patrons. So we do have seats for you guys in every city. Again, we want to thank you guys and enjoy the clip of the one of another clips from this episode. Bitch, because I didn't know we was really doing that at the end of this one. But anyways, y'all.
All of them.
Oh, are we? All
yeah.
Of them. Oh, okay. Well, guys, thank you for listening. So Horrible Decisions. This has been, another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye. Yo, we tired,
I'm all
dude.
Fucked up, bitch.
Bye.
Let me go get some dick. Bye.
I feel like sometimes I want to tell people you're straight when they ask because you don't date men like Vinny.
Are you trying to?
Or Christopher or out. Myself. No, we're calling James queer, but he has told all these stories about fucking women and having an ex-wife. So like, yeah, how does that start to happen? How are you, like, have you always, like, how does it happen?
I mean, it's something that I don't necessarily like to talk about explicitly because it's not something I'm even that sure about in some ways. And I feel like it's kind of a gray area. Like, and I've kind of come, and it's something that I, you know, wasn't sure about. That's kind of how it came about. I grew up thinking I was straight, almost, you know, being afraid. Like, in the church culture I grew up on, and people were like, you know, you be afraid, like, don't get into sex stuff and looking at porn and all this stuff. You could turn out gay. And like that was the thing. They're like, don't masturbate. You'll get used to, you know, touching a dick, and then you'll be attracted to that, and then you'll be gay.
You heard that?
And I was like, yeah. And that was definitely like messages that, you know, we were told as a kid.
How long did it take you to masturbate?
His face just now. I don't know what.
So
I was
like very sheltered and raised and homeschooled and not raised around a lot of other kids. So I didn't really even figure out masturbation until I was like 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did it like surprise you?
Yes.
Was it like you stumbled upon it or someone told you to look for it?
No, I stumbled upon it. I was just like watching, like my parents were like out of the house for a second. I was by myself for a second. And so I turned on the TV and it was like Entertainment Tonight, either some special on Pamela Anderson or like Sports Illustrated Wisdom. No, I didn't ever had cable. We never even had basic cable. I would watch like Eliminate sometimes. It was bad. I would watch fucking I would watch like soap operas and shit just because like that was a lot to me. My mom was so like strict about like seeing any kind of nudity or anything.
Your
in the house.
Mom.
My mom, she would take the newspapers when they came in and take all of the ads for with like
underwear ads.
Underwear ads, even like Kmart and stuff, and take that shit out. And when she wouldn't, I would find it.
I want to stop you for a second just to give you guys context. James's mom, I would say has a very bohemian, hippie kind of vibe look.
No.
Okay. Right now. So, like, it's hard to hear this because
she's definitely changed a lot.
I came over and I was like, talking about how I had to go to the bathroom. And, like, she's like, oh my God, I've got a squatty potty. It's great. I'm like, you got a what? She takes my hand, drags me up the stairs, sits on the toilet, shows me how to use it. She's like, yeah, you can use it after dinner. She was so dope. I said fuck like a lot. I think I talked about maybe sex a few times. And his mom was so chill. Also, Thanksgiving last year when my mom was mad that your mama made better black beans and rice, she wasn't having it.
Concerned about that.
I mean, you're only cutting up niggas now that you met at a gay bar. So, oh man,
touché. To go from that to
doesn't really matter. You can literally take tits out of a newspaper, and I will still somehow be fucking a girl with a split tongue. So, okay, the newspapers were going away. You stumbled upon it. It happened. Uh-huh. Did you even know what jizz was when it came out of your dick?
I mean, I figured it out at that point. I was like, oh, that's what people were talking about. Because actually my like parents have been like trying to talk to me about masturbation. Like, you shouldn't do it. I was like, oh, no, just stop talking to me. And and I was like, yeah, okay. And I acted like I knew what it was. And but then I figured out, I was like, oh. And then it was off to the races. But
once you did it, was it nonstop?
Yeah, beginning the phase.
I mean, kind of like it was. But I mean, it did suck because there was so much like shame around it. And I would like try to not do it. And I would like feel guilty when I did it and like pray about it and try to get God to stop.
I remember praying.
And I would like sit awake in my bed like all the time. Like, okay, I'm just going to not do it. And like sit awake for hours until I was going to fuck it. And then just like jerk off and go to sleep and be like, all right, now I feel bad. I guess I'm not going to be.
You prayed too to ask God to stop you from jerking off?
Yeah, because it was just, I don't know, it was kind of really in vogue at the Christian high school that I went to for like there to be like accountability groups.
Yeah, that was a
like
big thing.
16 to 18 year old like guys getting together to talk about how like, you know, either they held strong that week or if they stumbled and like found pornography or like.
Oh my
not lustful thoughts of. Yeah. So like,
this is such a new world for me. The only thing I've asked God for was to not be pregnant.
I wasn't.